This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England. Alison Beck from Soul Sanctuary Gospel Choir talks about her mission to bring gospel into churches. Alison, thanks for joining me today. Can you tell us a bit about Soul Sanctuary Gospel Choir and your involvement in it?
Yep, so Soul Sanctuary Gospel Choir was started about 11 years ago, and it started life as a gospel choir for Catholics, because the guy that set up the choir, Miko Gedroich, is a Catholic, and he looked around his parish church and looked at his children slumped over the pews and thought, I want to bring some funky gospel music into Catholic liturgy. So that's how it all started. And so we started out singing in a Catholic church every week in Soho in central London. And choir members came from far and wide, all sorts of people from all sorts of backgrounds. And it's really just grown from there, really. And more we realised that what made us different from other gospel choirs is that we feel like we have a special mission, if that doesn't sound too pretentious, to spread gospel music to the kind of people that normally wouldn't get to experience it. And we've realised that that includes a lot of Anglican churches. So lately we started singing regularly in St James's Piccadilly, which is an Anglican church in central London. And we've been doing an evening gospel Eucharist there once a month, on the second Sunday of the month at 6 o'clock. And it's been really, really fascinating to see the kind of people that come along to that service. And afterwards they'll come up and say, wow, that was the most beautiful Eucharist that I've ever experienced. Or one lady came up to me and said, I haven't taken communion for 30 years, but tonight was the first time that I felt moved to do that by the power of gospel music. So
that's brilliant.
It's very special music.
That's fantastic. You mentioned St James's Church Piccadilly there. I saw on the website that you've recently marked 2 years of gospel music services there. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Can you tell us a bit about the services, how they started there, you know, how they developed into, I guess, what they are now? And you know, have you got any plans for the future, or is it just going to be continue going with what's working at the moment?
Well, we were invited there by Reverend Lucy Winkett, who's the rector there. She wanted to get something going and in the evenings, and really felt like gospel music might be a good way forward. And as you said, we've been doing that service once a month for 2 years, and we celebrated with some cake recently. And last week we actually had an outside, what would you call it, al fresco service in the courtyard. Which was really great, because it meant that a lot of passers-by got to hear what we do and what it sounds like, and hopefully they might come back.
And I guess you know, doing stuff outside where people can walk by and they hear it, you know, gospel music is instantly recognisable, and a lot of people associate it with maybe something they've heard on TV or various things. So it's that sort of music where you hear it and you can't help but be drawn to it, because it's just so engaging and so much fun as well. You know, you see the people singing and booging along and everything, and it just seems like an all engaging style and genre of music.
Totally, yeah. Gospel music, for me anyway, is so uplifting, and it's just a really popular art form, I think. I mean, so many people of my generation would have grown up watching Sister Act, those films with Whoopi Goldberg.
Absolutely.
And wishing that they could sing gospel music too. And for me, growing up as, you know, a white girl from the north of England, I never thought in a million years that I would be able to sing gospel music. But through joining Soul Sanctuary, I've realised that, you know, anyone can do it, actually. And it's really, really all-encompassing, all-embracing music that anyone can enjoy listening to and find something within it that's going to move them in some way, whether they would call themselves a Christian or not. What I find quite amazing about gospel music is that it can take you on a spiritual journey, almost whether you know it or whether you like it or not. It's that kind of music that seems to touch people in places where they, you know, they can't really put it into words, but it's just there's something about it so gutsy and powerful.
It's so fantastic to hear. Now, you mentioned that you've created a toolkit which allows, is it, churches to kind of get involved with the gospel choir, start their own choir up. Can you talk to us a bit about that, because I'm sure people would be really interested to hear about how to get involved with that and use the resource.
Definitely. Well, we realised that, because Soul Sanctuary have been singing as a choir for about 11 years, and we've only ever sung in these churches in central London, and we've been around and we've done the odd gig here and there for other churches, but never really put together a package of resources that are tailored for other churches to use. So that's what we decided to do recently. We thought it's about time that we put together a toolkit of resources that it's available for churches to come and they can pick and choose whatever they need to enable them to explore gospel music in their church. So it's things like we can come and deliver a workshop for you. There's an online song bank of materials that you can pick from with MP3s and sheet music and so on. You can come behind the scenes and sit in on one of our choir rehearsals and see how that is. You could even borrow one of our choir directors to come and work with your existing church choir. If you think your church choir or your music group might like to have a go at singing gospel, we can come and help you with that. So there's a whole array of things, and most of them are available free of charge. So I'd really encourage anyone who's interested to have a look at our website as the first step, which is www.soulsanctuarygospel.com, just to see what we can offer you, really.
That sounds fantastic, and it's so good that, you know, you're making the majority of these for free to allow churches to get involved. Have you seen much uptake so far? Have people been in contact? What's that been like?
Yeah, it's still early days, but we've been working with four or five churches, and two of them are Anglican churches, actually. So one of them is St John's and St Mary's in Isleworth. We've got a workshop group there that has been meeting regularly for quite a few months, and in a way, they've sort of become a choir, actually. They are now a gospel choir, and we meet together once a month, and I lead those workshops. And not only does everyone have a brilliant time, which I think is really, really important, and the workshop, the people that come have said that it means so much to them to get together and bond with other members of the congregation and get to know each other better and make friends. But we've also started singing gospel songs in church on Sunday morning, and that's been really, really fantastic. Somebody described it to me as breathing new life into worship, yeah. Where before it was maybe a bit tired and maybe a little bit stale.
Okay.
You can see people's toes tapping and their faces light up, and the children love it, actually.
It's impossible not to kind of engage in some way, I think, when you hear a gospel choir. It's just...
Yeah, I think that's true. And I would say that gospel music, it's definitely not for everyone. I'm sort of not naively thinking that everyone loves it and everyone's going to want wall-to-wall gospel music in every single service. But what we would say is that it's a really valuable way of enhancing what you do already. And if you add it to your menu of worship options, or you may maybe on a monthly basis, for example, then it can be a really great way of engaging people who are a little bit on the fringes of church, maybe, or who are seeking, not quite sure where they stand with the whole God thing, but would really like to hear a gospel choir.
What's the kind of the overall vision for the gospel choir? Is it to help other communities and churches start their own one up? Is it to minister through this choir's singing and everything? What's the vision?
It's both, really. Yeah, I mean, I think we would say that our mission really is to spread gospel music far and wide and to take it beyond the usual places. So because we were founded by a church member, the church side of things is really important to us. So spreading gospel music through the kind of churches that don't normally get to do it is something that's really important to us. But the choir has been core to it all from the beginning. And we don't just sing in church, actually. We do lots of other gigs as well. We've sung at places like the Jazz Cafe and Marlborough Jazz Festival. All sorts of places. So just spreading the music.
Now, I hear that there's a documentary that's been filmed about the choir. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I describe it more as a mini documentary, really. It's only 6 minutes long. But we wanted to do a behind-the-scenes type of film, just explaining everything that we do and what we're all about. Part of that includes footage of us singing at BBC Maydeville Studios, which is something we did last Easter for Good Friday for a special broadcast with Diane Louise Jordan for Radio 2. Mm. And we were really, really, I suppose, honoured, actually, to be invited to be part of that and to put together a special programme of gospel music. And I think for me that comes right back to the thing about spreading gospel music to people who maybe wouldn't normally hear it. I guess that might include Radio 2 listeners.
And if people want to watch the documentary, where can they go to find it?
Yeah, they can find it on our website, actually. So if you just go to www.soulsanctuarygospel.com, and it's on YouTube as well.
Now, I don't think it would be fair to let you go without having a piece of audio, you know, to have a listen from what you guys do. Could you introduce a piece that we can then play to the listeners?
Yeah, we recorded an album a couple of years ago, which you can find online, but the track that I really like to share with you is it's a gospel setting of the Gloria. It's a really funky gospel setting that was arranged by one of our members.
Church of England. Thanks for listening.